This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you just missed it, we have Ryan LaFever join us in studio. I would highly encourage you guys to check it out. I hope that you guys hear in my voice the respect and admiration that I have for Ryan LaFever. And I would say a big reason of why I do what I do for a living and why I have the job that I have, I would say it is my love of two teams. It is my love of the 2003 Kansas City Royals. I loved that team. It was just something scrappy about them. The Royals had never really been that good. In fact, the first sporting event that I ever remember going to was a Royals game. I imagine many of you are the same way. It was just usually easy growing up to be able to go to at least one Royals game. But it was just something about that 03 team that I just loved. I would say, Rob, that it's the 03 Kansas City Royals and the 2007 Missouri Tigers. When Missouri finally made that Chase Daniel run, I loved that team. And I got a lot of respect for Ryan LaFever. I think he's just really, really good at his job. And you can just hear the passion that Ryan LaFever has for our teams and how important he has been in our lives and really been the voice of the Royals. That these teams, when you decide to make sports your hobby and this is what you're going to do, you follow the teams, you follow the players, you also follow the broadcasters. They're the narrators of what you're watching. And for Ryan to do it for as long as he's done it, to be able to call some of the most important games in franchise history and just do it at such a high level, I got a lot of respect for Ryan LaFever. So really happy that we had a chance to have him join us on the show today. Really happy that he is here. And I do want to say this, and at some point we'll talk about the stadiums. One thing that I always want to keep in mind when we talk about the stadiums, ultimately, I don't think it really matters that much where the stadiums are. Now, sure, there is a point of civic pride that I would love for the stadiums to continue to be on the Missouri side. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't have any control over it. You don't have any control over it. Big business will always be big business. But what separates us from Omaha is the fact that we have the Chiefs and the Royals, that we have these professional sports teams. And I don't ever want us to forget the fact that being able to go to a Major League Baseball game in our city is actually really, really cool. And sometimes I think you forget that if you only watch them on television. And I get why people just watch them on television. Maybe you don't have the time, have the resources, whatever it is. But if you get an opportunity to just go out to a Royals game this year and the weather is good and you are sitting out there, I just want you to think about how cool of an experience it is that at our core, all of us love baseball. Even if baseball is not your favorite sport. And yes, at times it is difficult to watch on television. It is difficult to follow because the season is long. I'm not telling you that the baseball season is perfect. I'm telling you that if you love sports, at your core, you love baseball. Because it's something magical about sitting out there and it's 70 degrees outside and you're with your friends or you're with your family. It's a beautiful day outside and you got a hot dog and a beer and you're just watching the game. It is still one of the best outdoor activities that you can have. And there's a Major League Baseball stadium that's, what, 20 minutes, Rob, from where you live, 15 minutes from where I live. Some of you live even closer than that. There's a Major League Baseball team there. I don't ever want us to forget how cool it is that the Royals are in Kansas City.
I feel like maybe more last year than this year, and maybe it's this year too, but we just haven't seen it yet. People became cynical about the team for whatever reason. Maybe it was the losing because they had experienced some really bad losing. Maybe it was the fact that they didn't like new ownership. They didn't like the stadium. I don't know. But there was an air of cynicism around the Royals and baseball in town in general the last couple of seasons. Or at least I felt that on the text line doing the show. And you're right. You can be frustrated at the team. You can be frustrated at the owner. You can be frustrated at you can be frustrated at those things. But there is a great feeling of having baseball in your town. And you're right. Football's king. We all know it's king. It's 17 weeks as on Sunday. You're going to show up 70,000. It's a huge deal. But there's something about a Tuesday night at the ballpark, having a hot dog and a beer and watching the game. I'm not a parent, but I know the experience of you're going with your dad to sit down and watch a baseball game. That's special, and I hope that we don't lose sight of that this Royals season, because it felt like the last couple years, because of all the stuff, at least on the text line or on social media, there was an air of cynicism about the team, about baseball in general, about all the things. Baseball is imperfect, but it is still something we all should love and enjoy.
Yeah, and I get that. And I don't, this is the purpose of this is not to come down on the text line. Certainly not how I feel, at least when it comes to this. I think for the most part, we love to complain. I complain for a living. That's my job. I'm a professional complainer. Sometimes you guys want me to tell you that it's raining. Sometimes I tell you it's raining when you don't think that it's raining. Sometimes I end up being right. Sometimes I end up being wrong. But I do think sometimes we were having this conversation yesterday about instant replay. Sometimes I think that we need to sit back and just say, hey, that was cool. I just saw a buzzer beater in March Madness. Can you imagine that? All of us have shot a basketball before. I ain't never made a shot like that before. For my team to advance in the NCAA tournament, that's cool. That I do think in all of our stadium arguments about where the stadium should be and is this person right, is this stadium, number one, we are not talking about the teams leaving. That's number one. That's what I care about the most. I'd much rather it be on 119th and Knoll than next to Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee. So if you're telling me that the worst case scenario now is that the Royals move 25 minutes from where they are, I can live with that. I don't want that, but I can certainly live with it if that's the case. And again, I just don't think, and maybe it's because football games have become such an event. It's a big deal to go to a Chiefs game. It costs a lot of money to go. The Chiefs are good. They're the best team in American sports. It's a badge of honor to go to a Chiefs game. And I get it. Man, it's really cool to be able to go to a professional baseball game. Like, really, really cool. Man, you got a chance to go see Shohei Ohtani play. You got a chance to go see Aaron Judge. Royals fans, you get an opportunity 81 times a year to watch Bobby Witt Jr. play. 81 times a year. If Bobby Witt Jr. continues what he is doing, he will be the best baseball player that many of us have ever seen. I didn't get a chance to see George Brett. A lot of you didn't get a chance to see George Brett. You've heard the stories about George, and you've read, and you certainly have an understanding of how good and how dominant George Brett was. I didn't get to see it every day the way that we're seeing this. We are seeing the birth of a baseball star. And we have not had many baseball stars in my lifetime. I was just reading an article earlier today. It was a season preview. And in this preview, it called Bobby Witt Jr. in Kansas City, Missouri, the second best hitter in the American League behind Aaron Judge. You know how big of a statement that is? And we sit here and laugh about $20 parking, and we're talking about how cheap the tickets are. Hey, for $30 on Thursday, or that's the Thursday, on Saturday, you can go see one of the five greatest baseball players in the world. That's cool. That's it. There's no other adjective you need to describe it. That's really cool. You get to see one of the greatest baseball players go play baseball in your hometown, and I don't ever want to take that for granted. All right, let's continue our Royals conversation. Let's talk about this year's upcoming team. We'll do that coming up on the other side. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
Hey, it's MJ Melendez from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike Scott.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This.
All right. We have actually a lot to do in this segment. So earlier today on the show, I had Rob make a list of what he thought the iconic 2000 sitcoms were. And in the process of, I guess, explaining the idea, I said to him, you know how in the 90s we had iconic sitcoms like Friends and Fresh Prince and Seinfeld and Martin. And Rob looked at me and said, Martin is not an iconic show. And I looked at him and I was confused. Like, what are you talking about? It's like, Martin's not iconic. And then I asked Spectre. Spectre agreed. I asked Alex. I asked Cody. I asked Scott Parks. And all of them said, I mean, Martin was funny, but it's not iconic. It blew my mind. I know people that Martin is their favorite show. It's Two Americas. And then I said, you know, there's some, you know, there's like iconic, you know, Two America shows like Martin and Living Single in the 90s. And Rob said, what is Living Single? Rob, I hadn't been on my phone. You know, after that, Ryan LaFever came on. I hadn't been on my phone. I hadn't checked it. I just checked it during the commercial break. I had 9 text messages about what is Living Single? Is this a show that you need to watch later today? Is this something that you need to check out? This is a very, very popular show.
So I'm literally Googling it, and maybe this is bad by me, because I have literally never heard of Living Single until you said it on the show. I'm going to do my Googles, type in Living Single. I have no idea what this show is. None. I don't know any of the people who are in it. I don't know anything about this show.
Can you watch an episode of it later today? Why don't we do this? And we can agree to this. Why don't you tell me a show that I've never seen this New Girl show before.
Seen New Girl?
I've heard of New Girl before. I've never seen New Girl before. I will watch an episode of New Girl if you watch an episode of Living Single later today.
We can do
that. And then we can report back tomorrow of how you feel about it.
Do we have to each watch the pilot, or are we...
I don't. Whatever you tell me to watch with New Girl, I'll watch New Girl.
I will.
What is New Girl about?
What's Living Single about?
4 women live in a house, and they're all single. In the 90s, in New York.
That's so it's basically Friends.
I mean, you want me to tell you the real story of what happened with Living Single? I mean, I don't know if you we went a dot deep into it. Living Single came first. Two Americas person thought this was a cool idea for a show and then took the idea and then made the other America version
of
the show.
So you're saying someone Elvis Presley living single.
That's the basis of American pop culture right there. You just got a life lesson right there. That's America. Yeah, this America had an idea. The other side liked the idea, took the idea, and ran with it like it was theirs. Yeah, I know. It's crazy to me that that happened. Yes, this happened in the 90s. It was a show called Living Single. That was the origin of Friends. Yes, that's what it was.
I will try an episode of Living Single.
And I'll watch. What is New Girl about?
New Girl's about this woman's down on her luck, and she moves in this random loft with four other dudes.
Okay. All right. I'm excited to check out New Girl. Is it on Living Single? I think it's on Hulu. So this will be very easy for at least you to
I think
find.
New Girl is too, because it was on Fox. So now
Is that the one with Zoe Deschanel? Is she in that?
She's the main girl.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll check out New Girl. I don't have any problem. It's a 30-minute show, so it's easy.
Very easy.
Super easy to watch. Yeah. No, I'll watch it. I don't have any problem with watching that later today. That is number one, though. It was, I had 9 texts when I got back on my phone about that you had never seen the show Living Single before. Do you think of Queen Latifah as a rapper or an actor?
Actress, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
I think that's an age thing more than a Two Americas thing, because doesn't your sister feel the same way? We've had this conversation about Queen Latifah.
I was just curious to know.
What about Will Smith?
That's a great question.
Because
about Will Smith.
When we were young, he was pumping out albums. Now,
yeah, no, that's a great question.
He supposedly is pumping out another one. No one asked for that, but that's neither here nor there.
That's a great question. I would say that Will Smith is an actor. That's what I would say. That occasionally does music. Is there a white Will Smith, or is that Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, it's Justin Timberlake.
Is there another one?
Not off the top of my head.
Who's the white Ice Cube?
I don't know there is a white Ice Cube.
Okay, I just was curious who you thought it was.
Ice Cube's pretty unique.
I just wanted to know who you thought it could possibly be. It could be a whole lot of people.
Not a lot of people in my America break through by being super counterculture and being in a group like NWA.
That person might exist. I don't know. That person might exist. Who's a white Ice Cube? I just didn't know who that could potentially be. Can we talk about the Royals here for just a little bit? I think the Royals season hinges on two players. Now, obviously, they need Bobby Witt to be good. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. If the Royals are going to hit their ceiling, it will be because these two guys are very good this season. It is time for Vinny to take that next step. If Vinny takes the next step, the Royals will win their division and have a legitimate chance in the American League. What was so special about the Royals a decade ago in 15 was that they got the best version of everybody. Hosmer was great that year. Kane was great that year. Salvi. If we go back, Rob, and look at their lineup from the World Series, and then we also look how many of those guys played at their career best or really close to it, I'm guessing we find 5 guys that's the case. Last season, one of their players took the leap to stardom. Bobby Witt Jr. is legitimately one of the 5 best players in baseball. If they did a draft of every player in baseball and you had them from right now until the end of their career, Bobby Witt Jr. would go top 5 in that draft, maybe top 3 in that draft. He has taken the jump. I don't know if you can take another jump if you're Bobby Witt Jr. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep being that player. Now the question is for Vinny Pasquantino, can you take that next step? Can you be a guy that goes from a 19 home run and 97 RBI guy? Can you now be a guy that hits 27 home runs and has 110 RBIs? If you can do that and you put that in the middle of your lineup and you pair that with Bobby Witt Jr., you pair that with what you and I think that Jonathan India can do, if you can get a slightly better version of MJ Melendez, that is a team that wins the American League Central. I thought the Royals obviously came very close last season and certainly had some of the pieces to do it, but when they lost Vinny down the stretch, that ended their chances of at least competing to win the division. Now you've taken that experience. Let's see if the Royals can take the next step. I also think the other player is Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo was incredible last year. and was one of the best pitchers, not just in the American League, but in baseball. Can you do that for another year? Last year, everything went right for Seth Lugo. There really isn't much on his baseball card to tell you that he will do that again. That was a career year. By far and away, the best year that you had. His career high in innings pitched was 146. He gave you 206 last year. The most starts that he had was 26. He had 33 last year. He doubled the most wins that he had. He was a substantially better pitcher than what you anticipated him being. Is he that for a second straight season, or is Seth Lugo going to regress to what he was back in San Diego? Does he regress to what he was with the New York Mets? I think those are the two biggest questions facing the Royals heading into the season. Is Vinny ready to take that next step and go from a guy who is a good player to a borderline all-star? Because if Vinny Pasquantino hits 26 home runs and has 110 RBIs, that is a guy that makes the all-star team or comes real, real close to making it. And it's about Seth Lugo. He was phenomenal last season. Can he do it again? Because his baseball card does not suggest that he is what he was last season.
So I think those are two fine players to question, because Seth Lugo had a career, and Vinny Pasquantino, I know what you're saying, he was good last season, but I need to see him play 162 before I start talking about him like he's that guy. I think those are two fine questions. But I think you've identified the wrong players. I get why you picked those two, but I think you picked the wrong two. My offensive player is MJ Melendez. You mentioned it with Ryan. I will piggyback off what Ryan said. When it was 2021, 2022, and even that abysmal 2023 season, Royals fans talked about three players on offense are going to come up and change the complexion of the organization. They talked about Bobby. Bobby came up and became one of the best players in baseball. Like, not even hyperbolic, he might be the best pure player in baseball. He runs, he hits for power, he hits for, he does more on the field than Aaron Judge. You could argue he's the best player in the American League right now. He's a star. Vinny Pasquantino, I think he's a good player. Can he make that jump? That's a fair question. But he was coming up. The question was, can he be one of those pillars? He absolutely is. MJ Melendez has not held up his end of the bargain from what he was as a prospect. Now, sometimes prospects flame out. That's life. But he was bad last season. And everyone in the offseason said that they spent all offseason redoing his swing, rebuilding, reworking, and the Royals, based on actions, did not add another outfield bat, so they have a level of trust in MJ Melendez. But if he's going to be a 206 guy again next season, that offense is not getting better, even with Jonathan India. They're just not. You can't have your left fielder hitting his weight. It's just not going to work in Major League Baseball and still expect to be a division-winning type of team. So I think he's the biggest linchpin for me on offense. And then for me, the pitching, I know what the starting staff is. Lugo was a little out over his skis last year. Fine. He's a career 3.5, 3.6 guy. He could do that again. Michael Wacha is a career 3.8, 3.9 ERA guy. He can do that again. I think Cole Reagans has shown he's healthy. He's one of the top front-end starters in baseball. So I feel confident in the rotation being good. The team last year lost a lot of games because the bullpen was a disaster. It was end of the season, they tightened it up. But there was a point in the year where if we took calls or texts, the one thing I want to talk about is how just dumpster fire this bullpen is. If Lucas Erceg can continue to be that guy, they can hold on to 3-2 wins and they can be a division winner. I have no problem with your two picks, but I think you picked wrong. I think Melendez and Erceg are the biggest, we need more guys, or we need more sustainability, and I think that changes the complexion of the Royals season.
Do you think that this season is potentially it for MJ Melendez? I only bring that up because we're getting to a pretty decent sample size with MJ Melendez. Now, I just looked this up, so if you don't have the exact right answer, that's perfectly fine. Do you know how many plate appearances we're at right now for MJ Melendez? We are at 1,400. He has 1,400 at-bats. He has 1,500 plate appearances. So we are talking, at this point, a pretty decent sample size in the major leagues. If we are going off what he's done so far in his career, we are going to be at 2,000 plate appearances by the end of this season. Now, there are guys that take jumps later on in their career. Not everybody is on the same path. But for a guy who hasn't consistently driven in runs, for a guy who doesn't really get on base at a high number and whose batting average, to you just alluded to, he hit 206 last year. How long are you going to continue to keep that guy as an everyday in your lineup? The Royals they have a lot of club control over MJ Melendez. I just pulled up his contract. So he's under contract, obviously, for this year, and they still got three more arbitration years for him after this season. So they have club control of MJ Melendez until he is 30 years old. We started this journey with MJ at 23 years old. He is 26 this year. This is when you usually start to take that next step. Once you get to 26 years old and you got 2,000 plate appearances, hey, what you are as a baseball player is what you are as a baseball player. I said this when Ryan was up here. It felt like MJ, Vinny, and Bobby Witt all kind of came up at the same time and are about the same age. We have seen what Bobby has turned himself into. Bobby is one of the best players in baseball. Vinny, a consistent, everyday power hitter, a guy that can drive in runs for you. I don't think we know what MJ Melendez is, and I certainly hope that this year we get a much clearer picture on what he is and whether you're move forward with that in a positive way or eventually you got to move on and you got to give somebody else that spot.
So I think without knowing how this season goes, I think MJ Melendez is fascinating to me for this reason. And some of the text line pointed out, it took Moose a long time before we really knew how good he was. I don't know that this regime is as patient as that regime. Like, I know J.J. Piccolo was on staff, and he was, I don't want to diminish, he had an important title under the Dayton Moore era. But you know what Dayton Moore was? Super patient. He may have been the most patient general manager we've seen in sports in Kansas City, period. Like, end of discussion. I don't know that in the current climate or the current regime is going to wait that long, even for a guy they drafted. So it's fair to ask, is he this player? And if he is that player, I think the Royals are going to move on. I don't think the Royals will wait the same way they're waited for Moose, or they really waited for Alex Gordon too, because Gordon changed positions and all things. I don't know this regime is as cool just biding its time and hoping their guys figure it out. So to answer your question, if this is what MJ is and he's more, you know, just not everyday major leaguer, but bench player and not what his draft profile said, I think the Royals might be moving on at the end of the season just because I don't know they are the same organization just waits forever on guys.
Yeah, but I think, and this is a cross-board comparison here, so tell me if you don't think this is a good one, I'm with you. MJ Melendez could be Mike Moustakas. Like, from a timing standpoint, it's almost the same. MJ Melendez came up at 23 years old. So we have seen 23, 24, and 25. Mike Moustakas was 25 in 2014. We all know what happened in 2014. And then in 2015, he was a drastically different player. This was an incredible leap in 1 year. He went from hitting 212 in 2014. He hit 284 the next season. He went from 15 home runs to 22 home runs and went from 54 RBIs to 82 RBIs. You know what Mike Moustakas basically was in 2015? He was Sam Darnold. That's who he was. We remember what Sam Darnold was like with the Jets. We remember what he was like with the Panthers. And then it was like, wait, hold on. Like, he's actually kind of good. That's what happened with Mike Moustakas. That happens with some people. Some people become Gardner Minshew. A capable starter, but just not an everyday starter for you in the National Football League. I think we are trying to figure out what MJ Melendez could be. He could become Mike Moustakas. You're right. But I think we at least have to acknowledge, hey, what happened with Mike Moustakas is not the norm. Guys are not bad NFL starters for 4 years and then just put it together in one season and their team wins 13 games. That is not a common every season occurrence in the National Football League. Maybe Mike Moustakas is just the anomaly, and maybe the Royals just simply can't replicate that again with MJ Melendez.
I think that is more likely than not fair. Because some of the text line brings up another example. Brent Rooker, who's a guy who's on the A's now. Now they're out of Oakland. They have no problem locking up people. They just locked him up. The Royals had him in the organization. They kind of quit on him. He was a late bloomer. For every late bloomer that we can mention, there are probably dozens of guys that just never worked. Hunter Dozier. This organization kept selling that dream. Don't worry. 100%. More at-bats, and he'll be that guy. He was never that guy. So I don't mind a team like the Royals being like, hey, we got to lock in what we know and then go from there. So I think the Moustakas and the Rooker types are outliers, and they are stories that those individual teams will always tout of, look at our player development. We waited and we got the best out of player X, Y, or Z. And it's a success for Dayton Moore's era. Kudos to him. But I think there are far more, we're waiting. Look, it could turn the corner. Adalberto Mondesi, and it never does, and you're left holding the bag. I don't mind the Royals being early out on people, because I think Moustakas stories are few and far between.
Yeah, I also think if you're going to make the Brett Rooker comparison, I think that's a good one, is if you were looking at age then, that's 2 years away from MJ Melendez. Are you willing to potentially live with 2 years of him being okay or him continuing to be what he is at the hope of at 28, 29, he turns into something? You're right. Brett Rooker last year was phenomenal. 39 home runs, 112 RBIs. He hit .293 and had a .365 on base percentage. Brett Rooker was really, really good last year. Do you see that path for MJ Melendez? Obviously, his story is still being written here. This is a really, really important season for MJ Melendez. It really is. You are coming up on 2,000 plate appearances. You have certainly been given a chance. Where I also would say it's a little bit different too with Brett, with Brent Rooker, is he doesn't have nearly the amount of experience that MJ Melendez does. Brent Rooker, I'm sitting here looking at it, he has 1,400 plate appearances and 1,300 ABs. So he has as much experience right now as MJ Melendez does. MJ Melendez is not showing you this ability at this point. We are going to be at 2,000 plate appearances at the end of this season for MJ Melendez. So I'm with you. What do you feel about their bullpen? I don't have maybe the questions that you have about their bullpen. I feel like they got a pretty good plan, 7, 8 through 9. And I feel like there's at least five guys that I can count on. I can count on Urseg. I can count on Estevez. I like Zerpa. I like Sam Long. I like Daniel Lynch. I like Schreiber. And I like their bullpen. I think their bullpen is fine. It's never going to be what it was during the heyday. But if you were telling me on Thursday, if they are up 5-2 heading into the sixth inning, do I feel confident that the Royals are going to win this game because of their bullpen? My answer would be yes. And at this point in the season, I think that's all you can ask for.
I think my questions, and maybe that's an aggressive term, with the bullpen are, you know, are the guys you're saying yes on him, they're not known commodities. Like, they're not bad players, but Lucas Urseg, I'm looking at the back of his baseball card. I mean, he's a good player. I'm not saying that he's like, you know, a bum or anything, but he's bounced around in his whole career. It's not like, oh man, he just hit the ground running. He's 29 years old. He changed position. Like, okay, he's been in Major League Baseball for 2 years, 2+ years, and he's been solid, but you talk about Seth Lugo, back your baseball card. Lucas Urseg's a journeyman. Maybe he became a star in Kansas City and they found something. Great. That's possible. Carlos Estevez, I think, is a known commodity, but he's dealing with a back injury right now. John Schreiber, we saw him over the course of the season. There were peaks, but there were also valleys. I think he peaked at the right part, but there were parts of the season where when he came in, you felt like, oh, he's not a fireman. He's throwing gasoline on a fire. He's making things worse. Zerpa's a fascinating case study because I thought for a long time the Royals wanted to make him a starter, but he is one of those type of guys. But the known commodities that you're talking about, the one you're like, oh, I feel good with player X, Y, and Z, I feel like still questions those players. Hunter Harvey was a guy that when they added him, you thought, oh, they're adding a back of the bullpen big arm.
Yeah, for sure.
He was never that guy in Kansas City. Now, maybe he's healthy and back to that, but I think we are just reviewing October and saying, oh, we got good Sam Long, we got good Angel Zerpa, we got good John Schreiber, and we got great Lucas Urseg. Check, 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 and check. I think those guys' baseball card shows a little more question mark than check at this point. So I have a little bit of fear. I like to throw numbers at it, but I do have a little bit of fear about the bullpen.
Yeah, I feel good about their bullpen heading into the season. I feel good about the Royals heading into this season. I feel like there's a lot of continuity from last year's team, and I think they've made some necessary improvements. I think their lineup is better and more well-rounded than it was. I think they have more certainty in the bullpen at this point. And I like their rotation coming into the season. I feel really good about the Royals heading into this year. I feel really good about their 1-5. I mean, give me a time outside of the golden years. Give me a time where heading into the season, Cole Reagans, who is getting legitimate Cy Young conversation, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Michael Lorenzen, and Bubich, that's your five? You feel like you got a chance to win every single day if that's your five. I think their lineup is more well-rounded than before, and I feel like they have three or four guys that you can feel good about coming into the bullpen. For a team like the Royals that we think are going to win somewhere between 83 and 90 games, I don't know how much better you can feel about them heading into this part of the season.
I would even argue that maybe what other people call the golden days, we don't call the golden days. If right now the 2015 or 2014 starting rotation went up against this rotation, I would take this rotation over that year's team. Like, I think that year's team was more talented, but – You're telling me in a head-to-head you wouldn't take Cole Reagans over James Shields or Edison Volquez? Like, you would absolutely take Cole Reagans. Like, I have a lot of confidence in Royals this season. Maybe we'll do predictions at some point. I think they're going to win the AL Central.
You're picking them to win the division.
I think they are the only team in the division that got better this offseason. I mean, the Tigers did because they're just younger and everyone's more experienced, but the Royals got better this offseason. That's an 88 or 90 win baseball team playing out the K this year. So I'm very excited. And a lot of that excitement stems from the fact, boy, that starting rotation is strong. And too many people tell you the key to winning in baseball is starting rotation, and they're just good.
All right, coming up on the other side, Rob, let's go through some of the food options that are being presented around Major League Baseball. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I was just scrolling through Twitter and I saw some K-State fans that were upset about K-State missing out on Bennett Sturts. Bennett Sturts, who went to high school at Liberty, went to Northwest Missouri State, followed Ben McCollum from Northwest Missouri State to Drake. He is now committed to the University of Iowa. He is going to follow Ben McCollum, who recently took the job. I wouldn't beat yourself up about that too much because I don't think you guys ever really had a shot. At least not while he's been in college. You absolutely had a shot to go get him when he was in high school. When he was in high school, if you had recruited him and his options were Kansas State or Northwest Missouri State, something tells me that he takes the Wildcats. He maybe takes them if you take them as, hey, we're going to use a scholarship. It's NIL. You want to be here. You had your chance of getting him. You missed it. Your window is gone. And once you go play for Ben McCollum and you've already followed him up one level and he made you a D1 point guard, no one made it, wanted to make you a D1 point guard. Now that that coach goes to Iowa, so you don't really have to move. You're in Des Moines. You now got to move to Iowa City. He now tells you, I want you to be my point guard in the Big Ten. You ain't going to K-State. You missed your chance at getting him. It happens. Everybody has their what if, shoulda, coulda, woulda, when it comes to college recruiting. And I think Bennett Sturts is a phenomenal player. I don't know if this is one of the ones that's super high on your list if you're a K-State fan. I think he's going to have a very good career at Iowa. I think he is with the right coach in the perfect situation. I don't know if he would be Bennett Sturts if he was in K-State system. So I wouldn't beat yourself up too bad about it if you are the Wildcats and you missed out. This is just the game. It's what it is. It's the game. You're going to get some kids. You're going to miss. You're going to make the right transfer decision. You're going to make the wrong transfer decisions. I don't think you ever realistically had a chance. Once he committed to Ben McCollum, I don't think you ever had a chance to get him. He was single for a while. He's now happy in a committed relationship. You are not taking him away from the relationship that he is currently in. We'll get back to the Royals coming up at the top of the hour. We are a couple days away from opening day. Rob, but before we do that, let's go through some of the food options that have been presented around the country since you did not invite me to the Royals food event yesterday.
It's also worth noting I didn't go to the Royals food event. It wasn't like I went without you. Let's not make it sound like
you didn't give me the chance to go. I wanted to go. I would have gone out there. You didn't give me the chance.
Let's look around some Aramark additions across Major League Baseball, Carrington. A ballpark you've been to out in San Francisco, Oracle Park, the San Francisco Giants ballpark, which you liked that park, didn't you?
I loved it. That was great.
They have offered two new food options. They are both ramen. I don't know if you're a ramen fan, but one of them is a shoyu ramen, which is egg noodles, roasted pork, bamboo, bean sprouts, scallion, mushroom, and soy sauce. Would you get this at a Giants game next time you're at Oracle?
No. Now, it's not because it doesn't sound good. This just doesn't sound like ballpark food to me. Where am I eating this at? I'm taking this bowl of soup back to my seat? No, I'm not doing that. That's a good meal if you and the lady are going out for a date night and you want to go to a ramen restaurant, but that's just not the kind of food that I want while I'm at the game. So no, I got to say no. I'm passing on the meal you just told me about.
Are you a ramen fan in general?
Like, it's okay. I'm not against it. It's not something that I would go out and order.
There's a ramen place by my house that people say is the best in the city, and I'm like,
I'm okay.
Ramen's just okay to me.
Yeah, it's okay.
I would definitely, you're right. I might need a hot bowl of soup in section 335.
Yeah, well, if you're in 335, the money that you're spending on the food, you should maybe spend to get down to the 200 or 100 level. That's what I would advise you to do.
Let's head back to Houston. They got a couple new food offerings, including the chicken waffle sandwich, Carrington.
You don't got to tell me anything else. Yes. You have to read chicken waffle sandwich. Three things that I enjoy. I love some chicken. I love waffles. It's on a sandwich. Done. What park?
Houston.
Let's go.
Let's see if you feel the same way about the H-Town hot chicken loaded fries.
Yes. the hot chicken loaded fries? Yes. Houston might have the best food in the country. Give me a ballpark that you think is serving those kind of meals. What's going on in Houston?
I mean, they both sound really good.
Yeah, I don't got to know anything else. How much do they cost? That chicken waffle sandwich is definitely $24 in this economy.
I will say I'm on the Aramark website. They conveniently don't put the prices.
Yeah, of course not, because that thing is $27. Then you got to pay tax. Then they want you to give the person a tip. Then you got to get a drink. You spend $50 and you got a chicken sandwich and a seltzer.
And you got to... Now you're committed to 9 innings. You just spent a mortgage payment to eat. You got to stay out there.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got food at home. You know what I'm telling you? Hey, you know what? We'll get something when we leave. We all been in that situation. I'm hungry. Hey, we'll get something when we leave here. You want to go to Chipotle? You want to go to Chick-fil-A? Sure, we can go.
You know, it'd be nice if Kaufman had those options close, but instead you have to wait 30 minutes in the car.
You can go to Denny's still. They still got the Denny's over there?
The Denny's burned down. What are you talking about?
They ain't got the Denny's?
Denny's burned to the ground.
Wow, they ain't got the, you can go to a Dixon Chili over there.
I mean, that's still a 10-minute drive.
Well.
You basically can go to Taco Bell.
Well, you want to spend $50, you want to make that 10-minute drive and get you a $6 bowl of chili.
That's fair.
Baby girl, you need to calm down here. You know what? Why don't you go get you some peanuts? And some water, and then we'll get some food when we leave here. That's what I'm telling her.
All right, Carrington, headed back to Denver. They got something new that I think is a scam, but we'll talk about it anyway. It's called Wild Fries. These are thinly cut potato fries tossed in seasoned salt, served with a choice of dipping sauce. These are new this year in Denver.
Hold on. There has to be... What was wild about that? You said they're fries?
Thinly cut potato fries tossed in seasoned salt and served with a side of dipping sauce.
Yo, I'm telling you.
A new option in Denver is French fries.
White folks heard that you could season food and were like, wild fries!
What?
Those just sound like fries. That's what they sound like. Seasoned fries? No, I'm telling you. Somebody heard that like, hey, guess what? These potatoes are kind of good. But hey, think about this. What if we put this seasoning on the fries? Whoa, that's a good idea.
And offer any sort of sauce.
We should consider that. And then you know what? Instead of ketchup, what people normally put on there, what if we come up with a different kind of sauce for you to dip the fries into? You're a genius.
All right, Carrington, last one before we go to a break. Out in Philadelphia, they got a new sandwich. It's called Kyle's Cutlets. It's a chicken cutlet topped with creamy burrata, fried pepperoni, arugula, drizzled with sweet and spicy hot honey on a bakery roll. It is worth noting, if you buy this, all the proceeds go to Kyle Schwarber's charity. But it is a chicken cutlet with burrata, fried pepperoni, and hot honey.
Yeah, no, I'm down. I'm giving it a try. I'm definitely down to give it a try.
Are you a hot honey guy? You're not big with the spice. I'm surprised you're a hot honey guy.
Yeah, but there hasn't been a time where I've got hot honey and I'm like, hey, this was too hot. Hot honey usually isn't that hot. It's usually not that spicy. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to give the hot honey a chance. This was a good round of the food that is being offered right now in stadiums. Other than those fries, I'm still trying to figure out what was wild about those fries. Because I didn't hear a single wild ingredient. I heard potatoes, seasoned dipping sauce. That sounds very, very standard to me.
I'm just stunned that Aramark's offering this as a new item. They didn't have French fries in Denver before now.
No, they're wild now. They got. You know what? They figured out Lowry's is what they figured out. Hey, we found Mrs. Dash, and now we're going to sprinkle them on the fries, and we're going to change your palate. That's
someone
what
on the text line makes a great point. Do you know what they're selling in Denver? Munchy food. They might not have been able to eat such things in the ballpark before.
I don't know. Well, guess we'll find out. Good luck to the Rockies this year. Are they going to be any good this season?
I bet against it.
They're going to be bad. Well, that's kind of par for the course.
Neither one of us can name a single player on the team.
That don't mean they're not good because I can't name a player on their team.
I bet if we go through the teams that are good in baseball, you can name a player. You can name a lot of Dodgers, and they have everyone.
I even know why we're watching baseball because the Dodgers have already won the World Series. They're just letting the rest of you have your little fun, and then in October, they're going to come through and destroy everybody's feelings when you're watching football. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get you ready for Royals baseball that is about to get going here in a couple of days. Keep it right here, so drive.